Okay, this is a Perek Vav in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. The Rambam starts off this Perek discussing, based on the terms we used before, Mu'ad and Tam. He wants to understand what exactly a Mu'ad is. He says, Halacha Aleph, Ezehu Mu'ad. So what is this term Mu'ad? So Kol Shehi Debo Shlosha Yamim. So any animal where whatever behavior it was doing, there was testimony given over a three-day period of time in reference to this animal. Ala im nagach biyom echad, anashach, arabat, sabat, anagach. But let's say in one day, let's say it gored and bit somebody and walked on somebody else and kicked, et cetera, even 100 times, that's not mu'ad. Okay, let's say three pairs of witnesses came b'yom in one day, then raises suffix in mu'ad and lohova. Then we're not sure if it's considered mu'ad or not. Halacha beis, ein ha'ada ela b'fnei habaylim u'b'fnei beizdin. So when we give this warning that's given over to the owner of the animal that the animal is not behaving properly, so to speak, it must be given over in front of the owner as well as in front of a Beis Din. Right. So what this means is that the warning must take place with an actual Beis Din, with the court. Gimel shor shel chereshot v'katan. So an ox that belongs to a someone who's a deaf mute or mentally incompetent or a minor. Umishu hu medinas hayam. Let's say someone is overseas, shenachos, let's say their animal gore somebody else. Keturin. Aval bezin ma'amidim lahem apitrofen. However, bezin should go ahead and appoint somebody to be a guardian of sorts for the animal and then do the warning to determine the status of mu'ad in front of that guardian. Let's say the animal did cause damage after the warning was given over to the guardian. If the animal is still considered to be a tam, so in half nezek from the body, so to speak, of the animal is applied. If it became mu'ad after 3 days, and then afterwards caused damage, so then the owner must pay the full nezek from the best quality from the property of the guardian. When the orphans grow up, so to speak, then they'll kind of work out the finances with the guardian who was appointed to them to figure out what's really owed to the what they called the orphans. So let's say they're oxes that you own, and you basically train them to gore each other and hit each other for the purpose of sport, of like fighting in an arena, I guess. They're not considered mu'at to each other. Even if they go ahead and kill a person, the animal should not be executed because it says in the Torah. It's that the what do you call it? The animal gored on its own, not that I taught it how to gore. Halacha vav, one second. Shor shehuah v'nimkar. Let's say an ox, what do you call it, was defined as being mu'ad and then was sold or nitan matan or given to someone as a present after it was defined as being mu'ad. Chazal l'tmuso. It goes back. We saw this before. It goes back to becoming a tam. Because when I change its ownership, so to speak. That changes its status. But let's say it was lent out, borrowed, or entrusted to someone to guard it. So it retains its status. Let's say an ox was given a warning in front of a guardian. In such a case, let's say the guardian, what do you call it, was managing a minor. Okay. So even though now, since the minor has reached the age of being an adult in this example, the need for the apotropos disappears. They're still considered to be the whatever original status the animal had. So even though the person changed their status, the animal retains its original status. So once an animal is classified as being mu'ad, and then it kind of changes its behavior to go back to what it was before, it goes back to being tam. So what does this mean? Shor shehuah ligach. Let's say an animal is designated as being mu'ad for goring, and then it changed and stopped goring. Even if then it continued to it gored one time after that, harizat tam gicha, still considered tam for goring. So again, how do we know it's changed its behavior? It's when kids can play with the animal and it won't gore them. In other areas that where mu'ad comes out, so until, so to speak, kids play with that animal and it doesn't act in the way that it did before. Let's say an ox is classified as muad for its specific species, meaning other oxes. So we're not being considered muad for other animals. Who are the adam? If it's muad for a person, in a muad lebehema, it's not considered muad for animals. Who are the katanim? If it's muad for young kids, in a muad the gedolim. Excuse me, young animals. Doesn't work for older animals. So therefore, if it damaged the species that it's designated to be muad for, misham bezek shalom, so the owner must pay full nezek. But if it gored or damaged a different species, then it's only half nezek. Haya muad l'shabbosos. Let's say it's muad with regards to Shabbos. In a muad l'mosachol. It's not considered muad for weekdays. So therefore, if it does damage on Shabbos, you pay full. And if it's during the week, you pay half. So again, when is it considered, when do we say it's no longer behaving that way? And therefore, you can change the status back to time. When the children play with it on the day that it normally considered muad, let's say Shabbos. And it doesn't cause the damage that is designated to cause. Let's say an ox gored another ox on Sunday, and then a donkey on Monday, and then a camel on Tuesday. Nas considered muad for all those animals. Ra shor hayom. Let's say what he called the ox, another ox that day. But let's say on Sunday an ox saw another ox and gored it. On Monday it saw an ox but didn't gore it. On Tuesday it saw another ox and gored it. And on Wednesday, it saw an ox and didn't gore it. And on Thursday, it saw an ox and gored it. And on Friday, it saw an ox and didn't gore it. It's considered a muad to gore oxes on alternating days. Let's say, what do you call it? The ox saw an ox on one day, and then the next day, and then it gored it. And then the next day, let's say again, Sunday, it saw an ox and gored it. Monday it saw a donkey didn't gore it. Vishlishi ra sus v'nacho. On Tuesday it saw a horse and gored it. Ravi ra gamav l'nacho. On Wednesday it saw a camel didn't gore it. Uvachamishi ra para v'nacho. And then it saw a mule on Thursday and then gored it. Vishishi ra arav l'nacho. And on Friday it saw some other type of donkey, an undomesticated donkey, and did not gore it. Nasa mule l'sirugin. Again, it's considered muad for alternating. Now it's a little bit different here. Alternating days. L'chol l'kol for all that. V'nagach v'yom shumuado. So therefore, if it gored any one of these animals on one of the days that it's normally defined as a meal muad for, you must pay nezek shalom if the animal, if certainly in the case where the animal, the owner was warned. Let's say the ox gores an animal on the 15th of this month, 16th of the next month, and 17th of the month after. Doesn't count until, what do you call it? Until it adds another day, right? And in the fourth month, because that'd be three complete diluks. Shama kol shofar v'nagach, kol shofar v'nagach, kol shofar v'nagach. Let's say every time he hears a shofar blast, it gores three times. Nasa mula shofar. So it's considered muad for shofar blast. V'chein kol v'yotze b'zeh. V'achivez nagach shlosh shvarm shlosh yamim zeh achar zeh. Let's say the ox gored three different oxes on three separate, on three consecutive days. V'revi nagach hamor, on the fourth day, let's say in this case it's Wednesday, it gores the donkey. And on Thursday, let's say it gored the donkey, the camel, or vice versa, which doesn't matter. And then gored three oxes, one after the other. So we're not sure if it's muad only for oxes or for all three species that were gored. So too, if the ox gores on three consecutive Shabbases, of Echa b'Shabbos, Shemi Shabbos, and then on Sunday and Monday, Oshenagak b'Chamishi b'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, or a gored on Thursday and Friday, Ubiyom b'Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself, Shtei Shabbos is about Sakhreya, and then two Shabbos is after that. So we're not sure what kind of status the Muad is. Is it Muad for Shabbos? Or is it Muad for those 3 days, meaning, let's say, Sunday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday? And all these doubts, question marks. So the damage was only chayiv and half nezek. But if the person who got damaged took the entire amount, we don't take it from him. That ends Perek Vav, and we will continue with Perek Zayin next time.